brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much is going on. So much is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Don't have words. I don't have a way to describe this feeling of dread, this intellectual understanding of the setup that's happening with the globalists and this flu hype. And then if we defeat them, if we expose them, people will say, oh, see, it wasn't as bad as you said. As bad as I said, I told you 3 years ago, Gardasil was killing people that took it in large percentiles and hurting a lot of the others very badly with autoimmune disease. And then now you can just, it's in the news every day. Yeah, the Gardasil shot kills you. And the women are like, I don't care. I like it. You know what I mean? It's just sick. It's totally sick. And I've got audit the Fed news, bankers in trouble, great news is happening, stage terror news, forced inoculation news. It's just insane. I'm going to take 30 minutes of calls, and then I'm going to kind of get focused here. I got like 5-6 stacks here. They brought me more stacks of it's every one of these articles is off the chart insane. But I've got to just reset and get focused and cover it. Let's go ahead and take a call. We got Rocco in Connecticut. Rocco, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, Rocco.
I got one quick question for you. I'm concerned basically about what's going on with the Fed in terms of this new practice called quantitative easing, and I really don't know what that's going to, you know, result in. But they were talking about, you know, some sort of a contingency plan in case it failed. What do you know about that, and what can you tell me?
Well, the bankers, going back 5,000-6,000 years ago, would learn that you'd keep your gold at their vault because you didn't want to get robbed. They had guys to guard it, and then they would give you script, paper or little, you know, clay coins or whatever, nickel coins, whatever, that would symbolize that local bank. And they learned how to loan out 10, 20, 30 times the real gold they had and get interest on gold they didn't have. And then they just got rid of all that with fractional reserve, modern banking, with the derivatives, layering the derivatives, just made up crud paper, default swaps, all of this. And now they have the special lending rights and the special drawing rights and the quantitative easing. And that just means the Federal Reserve can buy its own issuance, can buy Treasury notes. The Treasury can buy Federal Reserve notes. That means they can all just buy T-bills, treasuries. They can just create whatever they want, create more SDRs. They already, at the global institutional central bank lending level, are lending each other, swapping fiat, just totally made up crap. I mean, the money changers have gone from just manipulating the currency and loaning it out, you know, 10, 20 times to buy up real assets and rig the whole game for themselves to just unlimited money. And so they're saying if the $23.7 trillion they've stolen in 10 months isn't enough for them to buy up everything. See, when they first get the new money, it's still got some value. And then they say, well, we're not going to have high interest rates and we're not going to have high inflation because we're only going to buy big capital shipping lines and media and military and infrastructure. But still, that money's already starting to ooze in. So that's why the banks, the Federal Reserve, pays banks to not lend money to us. You know, they said, oh, we're doing this to lend you money, your own money back. No, no, no. They don't just pay them to not loan to us because they want the economy to implode so they can consolidate power. That's part of it. That's why evil works so good. When you're trying to fix things and make things nice, it's hard. But when it's entropy and you want everything to fall apart and break down, it's easy. Doing evil's easy. That's why they've got so much power behind them. And so it's multi-level. But they also don't want banks to loan to us because that would actually create inflation. See, it's only about them buying up infrastructure, then shutting industry off because their false economy is in competition with the Main Street real economy. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Quantitative easing, special drawing rights, special lending rights. It's just the big secret world of our rulers. The autocratic banking elite, the plutocracy. I mean, they write books bragging that international banks own the world because they just create fiat, not even currency or even credit. They just make up unlimited money, buy everything up with it, and then people are still holding on to the, you know, it drives up housing, drives up all the major prices of any commodity or any tangible asset. And so the general public is having their money devalued while the price of everything goes up at the same time and people can't even live. Then the elites bring in massive third world populations to drive down wages even further. And the globalists brag to bankrupt everybody to then bring in the social control net. So you're on welfare and they go, yeah, we'll give you food credits after we castrate you. And every time I mention the United Nations castrating people to get money in Africa and Latin America and Asia, they go, oh, they don't castrate you. They just cut your tubes. They give you a vasectomy or they give you a, you know, with a men and women, they cut the fallopians or they cut the other tubes on the male. I sent off to the National Archives and got United Nations chopping men's testicles off. It's in the new film. You people are in denial and you are going to see it. They can't wait to send the police to your house to chop your testicles off. They chase them down in Africa and India and chop their testicles off. Look, nobody's chopping my balls off. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know what? I shouldn't even have said that. And it's a family audience, but everybody knows what the organs are on the body. I'll use the scientific term, testicle. Huevo, whatever. Huevo rancheros. It isn't happening. Is that funny, guys? It isn't funny. In fact, Rob was up here, Rob Jacobson, until midnight with me last night when I did Coast to Coast AM. And he said there was a party in the apartment next to him and he didn't get any sleep, so that's why he's not doing an 18-hour today. He's a bit lazy. It'll only be a 12, 14-hour. He's about to get here. People don't believe me. If Rob gets here on time, have him, it's already captured, we will show them the United Nations cutting men's testicles off on this show today. And I don't want to hear, oh, that's too radical, or, oh, that's, see, that's how you're programmed. You know, I can't see that. Watch it. Stop living in denial. Stop living in denial. I bought all these U.S. government, State Department training videos about eugenics from the 60s. This isn't film footage of people chopping folks' members out. You know, that's the thing people say, oh, they don't do hysterectomies on women to sterilize them. Yeah, they do. Because they found that has a higher soft kill on the third world women. If they grab them, kind of do a sloppy job cutting their uterus out, they have a nice kill rate where some of them die. You cannot make this up. They chose to add the female hormone to the tetanus shot. Because the particular hormone they added is only excreted during the beginning of second trimester, so it causes a miscarriage. And they found in third world countries that sometimes that unnatural miscarriage can kill the woman, so it's an added goodie. And I'm sorry, I know it's radical to the police to say, I'm not going to stand there while you stand by with machine guns and the local doctor chops my testicles off. I mean, I understand that's radical and extreme. To say, I'm not going to let the Chicago police shoot me in the back if I run. They've now announced, you run, you die. I mean, it's just, you, look, cops, you're drinking the fluoride too. They've already put chemicals in your water. Of course, here they don't just grab us and chase us down and chop them off. That's because they don't have a water system in Africa or Latin America where they can pipe the thing to sterilize you to you and do it quietly where you don't know. They got to chase you down. The people are like, oh, I mean, literally, they pay the local police a percentage if they can forcibly inoculate. They'll pull in at 4 a.m., surround the town, run in, grab the people. They're screaming, yelling. They're coming in. Ha, ha, ha. Injections. Oh, now you're going to die. The government love you. Now, when you know all of that, does it matter anymore? Now that you know that, does it matter to you anymore about the black professor at Cambridge? Does it matter anymore about O.J. Simpson? Does it matter about Anna Nicole Smith? Does it matter about all these distractions? No, it doesn't matter. And call Rob Doohan here. Because I want him to call Rob and I'm going to have the Rob call the Rob. I think he was in there when we were reviewing the testicle chopping. Come on in here, buddy. Hey, you talk to Rob or when is Rob coming in?
He said he's going to get some food and he'll be in. So I heard you talking about.
Oh God, he goes to Whole Foods. That takes 2 hours.
Can I look for something?
Well, it's those National Archives. We've got a family planning thing, and it shows them chopping the things off men. I mean, they just chop them off. That's how they roll. And I just want to show people that before the show ends. Because I'm tired of denial. I'm tired of, I mean, I want to show what they got planned for you and your family. I mean, you can't make this up. In fact, I want to just show people, it'll be in his office. It says National Archives, like a red cover. Just, I wanted to show people the DVD.
Okay.
Just see, this is your government at work. Okay? Anyways, started off with banking, Rocco. Rocco, go ahead and finish your point. We can turn his mic off. Go ahead, Rocco. Okay, Rocco hung up. Pat in New York, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First time caller, first time listener. I have a couple of points, but one of the points I want to bring up that your earlier caller was talking about with the FBI in Chicago and everything, the FBI assisted the mafia. They actually recruited the mafia during World War II to, quote-unquote, protect the ports of New York City during, like, you know, the war.
Yeah, and they also used them in Sicily and in Italy and in Greece in the invasions out of North Africa.
They use them as assassination teams as well. You know, I mean, there were so...
No, the Mafia is the CIA. It's all one big crew. And we're the stupid schmucks that they poison in the water supply. It's all real funny.
I completely 100% agree, and especially when you apply something a little bit more recent, like Whitey Bulger from Boston, who had FBI protection running his entire crime scheme.
Oh, yeah, you got the top mafia hitman, and he is basically FBI, of course. I mean, look at New Jersey. Look at New Jersey with scores of mayors and city officials and rabbis and just organ harvesting and money laundering and just stealing. And, we're the government. My God, it's great. We can do anything. These cattle will take it.
I know. No, I mean, the corruption is almost limitless. I mean, especially, like, you know, I mean, there's this book called Black Mass, which is written by, like, you know, a couple of Boston Globe reporters, but it's about the whole Whitey Bulger, FBI.
That's a good idea. I actually had those reporters on years ago. Let's get them back on.
Yeah. No,
what's the name of the book again?
There's a lot of like information they provide that actually says, you know, the government is it's a federal mafia. You know, the government is complicit with these organized crimes.
Yeah. Listen, let me explain something to you. Say the name of the book again.
It's Black Mass.
Yeah, Black Mass. I think I had them on when they were writing for the Globe. I didn't know about their book. But listen, here's the issue. Compartments of the FBI and CIA are mafia. The top compartments, the top of the pyramid. The average guys are investigating bank robberies and things like that. But that's why a few years ago, and you can pull up the headline, they took off almost all the IRS investigators of billionaires. And they put them on blue collar. So, yes, they're exempt from all the laws, and if some mafia doesn't pay their heroin cut, their cocaine cut, their child kidnapping cut, this is all admitted with Dyncorp and Halliburton, then the FBI is sicked on them. And so the mafia wears uniforms. And when somebody doesn't play ball, the real mafia gets involved. And in the 50s, the Italian mob got a little too big for its britches. It's one of the smaller mafias. And so the WASP and Jewish mob said, okay, we're going to use the law to break you down to size. So that was a mafia war right there. But you're absolutely right, and it's incredible. I appreciate your call. It is just, and the whole society is now collapsing. I mean, they are shutting down businesses, stealing everything, and the elites are all leaving to offshore islands. They're just stealing. They're going, yeah, we're going to steal everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up living in grass huts, starving if they have their way, with cops walking around with automatics. Oh, I'm a cop! And it won't matter because the cop will live in a shack, but he won't care. At least he's doing a little bit better than you. It's like Mexico. I mean, they are breaking our back right now. They are bringing us down. Here it is. National Archives International Food and Development, 1963. I believe this is the video. We got scores of them back there. Yeah, here it is. And this is how wonderful chopping people's testicles off is and sterilizing the women. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot imagine the fathomless evil we're facing. And they're doing this to us, but chemically. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in California. Dwayne, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Been a listener for a long time and doing some research on Bush, in particular, Bush Elk Jr., since prior to his election in 2000, a lot of things came up, and I've been a follower also of David Icke, which you've had on your program. A lot of issues here, but primarily the vaccination that they're trying to push down our throats. I was in the Army in 1976 and stationed at Fort Devens, Massachusetts, and I was forced to take that inoculation, swine flu.
Good.
Yeah, and I ended up in the hospital
that evening
for 3 days, sicker than a dog. And I vowed never to take vaccination again.
But it was for the Earth, sir.
Of course.
Killing yourself is for Gaia, and so we, the elite, can have control of the resources.
So they control us.
You can't resist. Look at you, little slaves. Drink the tap water, drinky. For your children, special bottled water with fluoride. All these news articles about how non-GMO food is bad and how tap water's good. I tell you what, I want to hear your story about the Army and taking the injection. And I'm going to be serious when we get back. Stay there. Don't hang up, Dwayne.
Hey, a lot of people aren't going to listen. They just got to take the shot and have convulsions first. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safe.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
I was on a big establishment left-wing controlled paradigm radio station, but the host is pretty good, Richard Hunter, on 1360 AM in Dallas yesterday. I've been on it a few times. And they had a couple moron callers, and I'm not trying to be mean. It's just they really are morons. I was talking about eugenics. I wasn't even wanting to talk about Obama. And they said, you're a racist because you don't basically want to kill blacks. I mean, that's the mental illness. It's like, oh, you're saying the government might be scary and do something wrong? You're a racist. I got a lot of emails yesterday about that YouTube video we posted where I joke and say, Barack Obama, bad man. David Rockefeller, bad man. George W. Bush, bad man. You know, how boiling it down to just the most mindless level. People said, no, it should be instead of bad man, racist. Hey, I think we should have lower taxes. Racist. I don't want to take the flu shot. Racist. I don't want to, have my wages lowered. Racist. I'm sick of hearing about racism all day. Racist. We need to talk more about race. Race, race, race. It's just, it's a total religion. Hey, the government's lying to us. Racist! 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 You know, it's just mindlessness. So that's coming up. But going to Dwayne in California. Dwayne, I shouldn't have been joking around. Sad to hear you got sick. This is not your opinion. I believe you. I have the government documents, congressional hearings. Gerald Ford had to stop it. I have the 60 Minutes special. We posted it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In fact, post it back up so folks can see the name of the video if they want to watch the whole show. Where it killed people in mass, brain damaged people, paralyzed people, and they gave people a vaccine at the base. They all collapsed. A lot of them died from the vaccine. And they said, oh, my God, we got to vaccinate everybody. I bet this stuff in Mexico came from vaccines. It always does. Inside job. And now I tell yuppies and they go, there was never a problem from swine flu. Shut up. I like it. They're like, oh. I mean, it's just like just idiots. They're idiots. I'm like, hey, vaccines, Gardasil's killing women. Shut up, racist. I'm like, man, please don't take the flu shot. Shut up. Shut up, Klan man. Shut up. You know, Obama's going to give me a job. Obama's going to pay for my house. Oh, my problems are all solved. Oh, thank you, Obama. Obama, thank you. Is everything fixed? Huh? Thing going better for you, lady? I mean, is there nothing you people won't buy? I'm sorry, I'm out of control. Dwayne in California, you're on the air. Just finish your story about the loving injection. Tell me the story of giving you the injection at the base and what happened.
Well, absolutely. They told us it was necessary because it was going around so widespread. And we had no choice. Obviously, we were guinea pigs. But I ended up in the hospital that night for 3 days and sick from the dog. I barely could get out of bed. And recently, the thing that happened was I saw something about a 60 Minutes episode just was re-aired a few days ago on one of our local channels showing this 1976 scare on the swine flu vaccine. And it referred to one particular lady who was given the vaccine, and she developed Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Guillain-Barré's.
Right. Well,
and listen, there's a whole host. Like in the 70s, they started having all these disorders. They said, oh, it's bacteria and air conditioners. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. No, it's the vaccines. It's all been proven.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
listen, if your kid takes a shot and dies in the car on the way home, they arrest you and say you shook them to death because there's blood on the brain. And people have gotten out of prison. It's been now proven. They've done autopsies and proven. People now know to go, no, it was the shot. So not only does the doctor kill your kid or brain damage him, then they send you to prison.
Absolutely. The only other thing that bothers me now is that Obama may follow in Bush's footsteps and try to implement Bush's attempt at the Senate Bill 1873, trying
sure.
to give the pharmaceutical companies exemption from liability.
Oh, they're already doing that. But, I mean, let me expand on that. Through the executive order, they claim they already have it. Through the UN treaty, they claim they have it under Level 6 pandemic. But that's all really made up bull, so you're right. They need the law. They always say, oh, the UN can do whatever it wants, but the president can do whatever he wants, but we want a law. The president can spy on you without warrants, but we do want Congress to pass a law saying we can because they've been committing all those crimes. It's made up.
Right.
But let me ask you this question. Because according to the reports, it happened at multiple bases and deaths at every base and people collapsing. How many people in your unit got sick from the shot they gave you?
As far as I know, I was the only one.
How many people total, though? Because they admitted they were massive.
Well, at the base, there were probably a good 1,200, 1,500. But I don't know of any others.
Because they admit thousands died from the shot.
Oh,
and they admit it started on a base.
Right, it probably did. I just don't know any others.
Yeah. How long were you... what did they say was wrong with you in the hospital? Did they say it was no connection to the shot?
They didn't know. They didn't even do any extensive testing. They just didn't
know
what
it was. I want to hear what it felt like. How sick you got, what happened. Then I'm going to play this radio clip from a Dallas radio station I was on. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Dwayne in California. Dwayne, describe what the swine flu shot was like.
When I first started getting sick, I just got hot and feverish like you would with a flu, but then I got, I didn't have any numbness, but what I did develop was extreme weakness in my legs and my limbs. I couldn't stand. I had to have somebody drive me through the snow 20 miles into Boston to a hospital where I ended up staying in a hospital, and I just couldn't get out of bed for 2 days at least. And when I did try, I had to go to the bathroom, ended up falling and wrapping myself around the toilet. I just couldn't stand.
Well, I've heard this story 1,000 times, if I've heard it once, and everybody I know. In fact, there's like 5 people in the control room. Guys, they're not listening. Hey, guys, everybody in there, I want your opinion of this right now. How many of you know several people who say they took a flu vaccine and then got the flu from it? Yeah, Jaron's saying, same thing with my mother. Never gets the flu. She's got a triathlon coming up like a decade ago. They tell the people in the triathlon, you ought to take this on the triathlon team. She takes it, almost kills her.
Yeah.
And it's everybody I know who takes the flu shot this happens to. And Jaron was saying it seems like his dad takes the flu shot every year and gets it. I mean, folks, these are so bad. And they admit that if you've had three flu shots, you double your chances of Alzheimer's. Sir, I appreciate your call. In fact, people may not believe me on that. After we play this radio clip for myself on the station yesterday, because it's very educational, very informative, I'm going to we'll pull up major federal and university studies. You just Google flu shots, Alzheimer's, and it's admitted. Now they want your kid to take three, and then now they say four, and then they admit, I have the Washington Post right here, Washington Post, swine flu vaccine will contain mercury. I remember 6-7 years ago they said, there is no mercury in vaccines. Then, oh, we've taken it out. And then, oh, it's only in some. And, oh, it's in there. And then we educated people that mercury was bad, and so they said, okay, the mercury's in there, but it's good for you. And I've played that newscast too many times. If you don't believe me, just Google YouTube, mercury good for you newscast, and it'll be up for you. Because, and now they've got shows where they say lead is good for children, CNBC. I mean, you cannot make, and the public, a certain percentage believes it. They're going, oh my gosh, I bought liquid vitamins, not paying attention, some supposed organic brand. It says, I always joked about vitamin M. Hey, guys, do me a favor. People won't believe this. Remind me during the break to go back in the break room and get my liquid vitamins. Because one of the guys goes, hey, are those your liquid vitamins? It says vitamin M on it, mercury. And I was like, yeah, right, don't pull my leg. And I went in and got it. And so they're now saying mercury's a vitamin, a mineral. Oh, my God. I mean, it's total insanity. They are programming the public. Like when they say torture of children is good. It's how we get Al-Qaeda to confess. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, we tortured his kids. And the neocons are on radio going, do whatever you have to. They can kill a million of us. That's psychologically meant to make you totally commit to evil in the name of good. And then you're gone. Your journey to the dark side is complete once you've killed the younglings or simulated in your mind that killing children is okay or torturing them. Now, I am a guest a few times on the Richard Hunter Show, 1360 AM in Dallas, and I really enjoy going on big neocon shows when Bush was at the height of his power, had just staged the attacks, as the rogue network, as Tarpley says, had his handlers. Bush really didn't. And I love going on and being screamed at and yelled and hissed, and you're a communist. You secretly were trained at Al-Qaeda bases, you know, all of this. But now that a liberal's in, a fake liberal, it's I'm a right-wing racist. And then when a Republican fake gets in 3.5 years, I think Obama won't be there in 3.5 years unless he stages big terror attacks, and that probably won't work. Then I'll be a commie again. No, I'm a constitutionalist. So you got one letter in the name right. And I believe in small government because any big government, even though it starts out good, will be subverted and used for oppression. But I was on this show, and it was call after call. I think it took three calls like this, and they'd all say, I'm glad you've got him on. This guy's a racist. He's one of these sicko Republicans lying about Obama. And I was like, no, his... And I was mainly talking about his... Science czar writing this book, and Bush's science czar, or one of his science advisors, Bush senior science advisor, writing similar things, co-authoring the book with him, they didn't care. No, the government's not scary. It's my daddy. It loves me. It kisses me before it puts me to sleep at night. You know, the government's strangling them financially right now and physically, and they're like, oh, mommy, you're hugging me. You know, it is just sick. And they want to be satisfied. They want to believe everything's okay. And you can confront these Democrats. I've gone downtown to get interviews with them, and I'm like, hey, Obama lied about the lobbyist. All he's hired is lobbyists. Well, he's got a lie to get in. Oh, Obama lied about troops in different countries. Oh, well, he has to. Oh, Obama helped push the bailout and said he was against it. Oh, well, he has to. They are now associating their identity, their personal power with Obama. And so here is her crazy phone call. We'll cut into where he goes to her in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 5+ million people out there potentially that could tune in, probably tens of thousands listening conservatively, literal Kool-Aid drinkers, caller after caller, not listening to a word I said. Just, I was criticizing Obama, saying he was a puppet run by the same people as Bush. I said, Bush is bad, Obama's bad. They control both parties, and they said, you Republican racist, shut up. Here it is.
All right, Carmen, you're next up with Alex Jones, our guest from Infowars.com. Go ahead, Carmen.
Hi. I agree with the other guy, not just Alex, the other Alex, that he needs to be in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking out of paranoia, and I really do hope that he goes the deep end so that maybe Obama can just have him committed. I have never seen so many people disrespect our president.
All right, let's
like
hit
they
pause.
Have.
Back it up to where I need to be committed. I mean, let's analyze this. The Soviet Union arrested millions of people and sent them to medical camps over 60-plus years. It's longer than that, but they kind of cut back in the 80s because of the revolt. People weren't putting up with it anymore, even their own police. I don't know, 1918, but they didn't really get rolling until about 1920 to the 1980s. Yeah, 60 years of really, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, I've read his Gulag Archipelago. And they would say you were mentally ill. They had all these mentally ill designations for those that thought the government was corrupt. Or if you thought party members lived in too nice of houses and were stealing the people's money, you were in trouble. And they would send you to a mental institution and drug you for 2 or 3 years in solitary confinement and then bring you out in front of the judge and saying, see, he's mentally ill with your shaved head, starving, on drugs, going. And they'd say, see, mentally ill. Now the United States does do this. Dr. Charles T. Sell out of Kansas City criticized Clinton. He's now 11 years in solitary confinement, drugged. And I've talked to his family. He's bald-headed, can't even talk, is in a wheelchair. And they say, look, he's mentally ill. No judge, no jury, never went to criminal trial, but he's in a criminal prison. And they've got all these new psychological designations. If you believe 9/11 is an inside job, they have a psychological designation. If you believe in the Bilderberg group, psychological designation. They have hundreds of new designations saying I'm mentally ill. And Chris Matthews is saying this. It's a talking point. And so it's crazy. If you read I had George Soros' publication yesterday say that Holdren didn't write the book, didn't say this. So there's also flat out lying going on. But they went on to say I was insane and delusional. And these articles say Jones, when he's not talking about flying saucers, talks about how they're poisoning the vaccines. I don't talk about flying saucers. See, it's all lies. Let's go back to your, I need to be committed. Here we go. The last guy said that. The last guy before that said it. Here we go.
I agree with the other guy, not just Alex, the other Alex, that he needs to be in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking out of paranoia, and I really do hope that he goes the deep end so that maybe Obama can just have him committed. I have never seen so many people disrespect our president like they have him. And, I mean, they're just afraid. I want to know what.
It is our right to disrespect the president. The ultimate in patriotism is loving your country, fearing and resisting your government. But see, you're not really an American, are you, lady? You know nothing about America, nothing about liberty, nothing but freedom. You think this is communist China or Fidel's Cuba or Hitler's Germany. Disrespecting our president. See, if you criticize him, they go, you're just disrespecting a black man. You can't handle a black man having power. He's a puppet. I'm trying to stop them killing black people, you stupid lady. God, you're so ignorant. It's scary. And she wants me locked up. She says, I hope Obama gets his health care so we can lock him up. That's actually what the health care does. And you have a card. Everything you buy, sell, and eat is on it so they can track you, L.A. Times, and tracker boxes in our cars taxing us. I mean, lady, you want to be a slave? I mean, what is your problem? Go back to this idiot.
So afraid of. I mean, he really needs to be in an institution.
Okay. Is there anything that you hear Alex Jones saying there? Like, for example, when he talks about the Tuskegee experiment, that's not conspiracy theory. That's backed up fact that black men were given syphilis and not made aware of it for medical experimentation. Is there anything that you hear him say mixed in with a lot of the things that you think are crazy that you actually think has some substance?
Well, I mean, just the tone of his voice. I mean, he talks out of desperation.
Back that up. This woman has got a pea brain. I mean, I shouldn't laugh at her. It's so sad. See, it's all about presentation. If you were wearing a suit and were a long-legged Mac Daddy and wearing a nice fancy red tie, you could walk right up to her and just go, oh, honey, and just stab her right in the throat. And she'd go, oh, you said that so pretty. I mean, it's just like the pimp game. I mean, it just, it doesn't read off a teleprompter to me. Tell me everything's going to be all right. I want to go home and watch my sitcoms and feel like I won, feel like I beat McCain, feel like my life means something. It's just his voice, he cares, he's passionate, he's focused, he's upset, and that's upsetting me. Lock him up, lock him up. I mean, listen to her. This is the archetypal slave, the archetypal person who's had their mind completely blasted, whose whole identity is being an ignorant slave, who hears me for the last 45 minutes before this saying, fight racism, fight the New World Order, it's eugenics, don't take the flu shot, giving historic, and she just goes, racist, racist. You don't tell me not to drink that water. I'm going to drink it. You're a racist. You're against abortion and the black babies. That's racist. You don't want to. I mean, literally, see, when I joke and say that, I mean, they put Margaret Sanger on the cover of Time magazine a couple years ago calling her a loving liberal who called black subhuman. See, Schwarzenegger said, I want to be like Hitler. I want to be worshipped. His dad was an SS officer, arrested people. He gets ADL awards. I'm against Nazis, and I get called a Nazi by the media. I'm against killing black people with eugenics, and I'm the racist. See, this is the mental illness, folks. These people are totally programmed. Listen to her. This is a mind slave, and I want to unlock her mind, but I don't know. I mean, she loves it. She loves the government slapping her around. Here it is.
Just the tone of his voice, I mean, he talks out of desperation. I mean, all these people, I mean, we have always known that there is racism, but Obama has just really, I mean, the hatefulness, you know, towards, you know, all the minorities is really coming
back
out.
Back it up again. Just the tone of his voice. See, that's like when you're walking up to a horse you want to domesticate, you walk over friendly and you talk soothing because they want to put the horse in the truck to be taken to cut into steaks and sold in France or put into army meat rations. That's where the horses go. Me, I'm like, get out of here, horses. Get out. They're coming to get you. And she's like, be quiet. I'm getting on the trailer. I like Obama. You know, up on to the trailer. And I'm like, no, get out of there. And she's like, you're just a racist. She hears my desperation. You bet, lady. We may not win this thing. I'm going head up against pure evil, and you don't even know it exists. And so you hear my concern, my passion, my love, as I'm there trying to warn you, and all you can say is, oh, he's scared of Obama because he's black, and so that's the desperation. No, lady, I had the same desperation about Bush. You poor fool. So see, her mind twists this like a hallucination. She's the one delusional. She twists everything I'm saying to make it something different when everything I said was clear. He's like, how is Tuskegee experiment racist? I mean, how is him fighting that, not wanting the black men to be given syphilis and spread it and die? And she's just like, oh, it just is. It is. If you're not for killing blacks, you're racist. Kill them. I mean, this is mind control. Well, it's true. The guys in there are laughing. I mean, these people are sick, man. They love Margaret Sanger. I went to a part black school, about half black in Dallas, in kindergarten. There was a statue of her, Margaret Sanger Elementary. They just go, oh, I love you, murder me. Oh, God, kill me. I love, pimp me. And the pimp's like, ah, and they're like, thank you. The pimp stabs her, and they're like, oh, God, let me cut my own throat. Here, go ahead and play the rest of this idiot. Here it is.
Obama has just really, I mean, the hatefulness, you know, towards, you know, all the minorities is really coming out. All the people are really coming out of the dark. It is really showing. I mean, I'm glad. Just let them talk because we can all see what they are all about.
All right. Okay. So another vote in favor of hearing all points of view. I can certainly get behind that, Carmen. Hold on the line. Please hook Carmen up with something courtesy of lowerleveltickets.com, will you, Turley? All right, Alex Jones, you may want to respond to that. Carmen, seconding the motion to institutionalize you, but she brings up an element of racism. Now, you're an equal opportunity criticizer here, though,
yeah,
right?
Listen, I would love to have her go to InfoWars.com tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., call into my show, ma'am. I want people to hear you. I'll give you 30 minutes on air on my show, 11 to 3 p.m. Central, because, or maybe I'd have you and her on to have a whole discussion about this, because I think this illustrates everything. That last two-minute call illustrates everything I'm fighting. I gave people chapter, verse, documents, the name of the book, Ecoscience, everything. And I said I'm against taking minorities and radiating them to death and giving them syphilis, and so I'm a racist. Ma'am, what I told you was that he's controlled by eugenicists, by the scientific dictatorship. And you,
I did 30 minutes of that in here, and then I went out on the cell phone, was driving home. It was that cell phone audio. When we come back, I'm going to finish it up. And I guess I got to admit it. I don't want to murder black children. I'm a racist.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Wars.com, Anthrax War, filled by Bob Cohen and Eric Nadler. And they're going to be joining us via video uplink live at PrisonPlanet.tv. And boy, their studio looks good. So that is coming up at the second segment of the next hour. So stay tuned for Anthrax War with our guest, and get it at InfoWars.com, the newest film we're carrying. All right, look, I've spent too long on this, but This woman is crazy. She's saying I'm a racist because I'm against the Tuskegee experiment. And she sounds like she's black. I'm not sure. I can't tell. But the point is it's a liberal radio station. And, I mean, these people are under mind control. So here it is.
You just said you didn't like the tone of my voice. See, Obama reads off a teleprompter. He's a slick Harvard lawyer. He says it real sweet and talks real slow and talks to you like you're a moron to make you feel good. And then they also get you to invest in the brand name. You know, right-wingers wouldn't listen to me about Bush because they were invested. They invested their ideology, invested their personal identity in Bush, the criminal, who had me arrested once for asking him a question. You can Google Alex Jones arrested by Bush. You know, so now I'm this racist. No, you are the racist. It is your tribal religion that the media is hyped up to get everybody fighting with each other. When they talk about how they want to fight racism, it's meant to hype it up. It's tribalism. And so it feels good to you. Anybody that criticizes your agenda and your leader who's abusing you and lying to you and playing a pimp game with you, then must be a racist. When I have protested the Ku Klux Klan more than a dozen times, you can Google Alex Jones, Bullhorn's Klan. I've had police put me in handcuffs protesting the Klan because they were getting in my face and I pushed them back. But see, fighting that blacks won't be injected with syphilis, fighting for Hispanic children to not be radiated in federal government tests, fighting the Klan is now racism because I don't worship your corporate god, your manufactured president, Barack H. Obama, because I explained to you that it's a corporate-produced hype, and they had Republicans fight against him, so you invested with him mentally, and then you felt like he had a victory. He won, so you think you're a winner, even as your economy falls apart and the banks steal $23.7 trillion, double the GDP. You've been suckered. You've been conned. But because he smiled at you when he stuck a knife in your back, you love him. So you like being conned. You like being gamed. You like being screwed. Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I care about you and your family. Don't drink the sodium fluoride tap water. Don't take the flu shot. In 76, the swine flu shot killed more than 10,000 people. Wake up to the New World Order, my dear. You're living in the false left-right paradigm. I'm pulling down the curtain and showing you the bigger picture. You didn't understand my analogy of the matador? Instead of looking at the red cape, that's the diversion, that's the distraction, hiding the sword behind it. You couldn't understand that? It's because since you were a small child, you've been drinking sodium fluoride, lady.
And that's it. Before I end this hour, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made this radio show possible. Then we're just going to go ahead and go to our guests starting first minute of the next hour. So have them standing by and ready. One of the sponsors that has made today's show possible is New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preservative against infections, germs, and disease. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics, and it's non-toxic with no side effects and can be used daily for prevention. Visit the link on InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It is essential for your emergency preparedness needs, and is a great way to protect you and your family and friends. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and see what this new technology can do for you and your family. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.